Alice.
Yeah.
Let's do some poo songs.
What's the occasion?
It's May 14th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I just like poo, and I like songs.
Okay.
We're going to do poo songs, and this is where we take the song and all the lyrics we change to the word poo. Hmm. It's really good. You want to start? You want me to?
You can.
I can start? Okay. Ready? Poo, 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 poo. Poo, 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 poo.
I think you've done this one before.
Poo, 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 poo,
poo, poo, poo, poo, poo, poo, poo.
Yeah. It's Poopy Girl, Alice.
Bar poo girl.
Barbie poop.
Barbie poopy.
We all know it's Poopy Girl. May 14th, 1997 was the release of Barbie Girl by Aqua. See, there's a reason behind my madness.
Wait, this you prepped? Like, I haven't prepped.
Yeah, go ahead, your turn. Do another song that came out on this day, Alice. Give me something.
Poo, poo, poo. Poo, poo, poo. Poo, poo, poo.
Oh, yay!
Poo, poo, poo. Poo, 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 poo.
Wait a minute. Didn't Sesame Street come out on your birthday?
Yes, they did.
Well, that's not a May 14th song at all, you cheater.
Oh, my God.
What was that song again?
Poomy Street?
Sesame Poop, yeah. okay, I got another one. I got another one. You may know it from May 14th. Poop, 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 poop. I'm glad you took over. Yeah.
It's that song that I did for the U contest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be
Beyonce's
Crazy in Poop. By Beyonce. Released on this day in 2003.
Wow.
All right, Alice, what you got? One last May 14th song. Let's go.
Poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo.
Oh, yeah.
Poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo.
Yeah, okay.
Poo-poo-poo-poo-poo.
And that, of course, is... It's just... It's,
I don't... What is... Which song is it?
You did
Semi-Charmed
it.
Life?
That was Pooper.
Ah.
I don't think it was released on May 14th ever, but I do know, Alice, it was by Third Eyed Brown.
This is Alice.
See, I told you there was a reason.
No, that's Pooba Stank.
And the reason is... You can have birds. You can't have a flock of birds.
Welcome to the new segment of New Yum City.
Wait.
With Yuli Alice.
Schultz. Alice, wait. You can't. Wait, that's my segment. You can't just steal my.
But I have a new yum.
Well, I'm the one with the yums.
I thought we shared everything.
I guess we do now.
Mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
Is yours
as
too.
Well.
Yeah. You little, you know what, my frustration, my anger of all this, also your phone's going off right
I
now,
just
Alice.
Turned it off,
what in the
God.
World, oh my God.
That's my thumbprint sound.
It sounded like a phaser.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded like some Star Trek stuff. What I was saying was my frustration and anger with this, with you stealing my segment.
When have I stolen your segment?
With your phone being on, is trumped. By my love for new foods.
Oh, yeah.
So
tell me. Well.
What's out there in the world?
I saw a sign on campus for spicy dragon fruit something or other at Starbucks.
It's a weird name, isn't it? Try our new spicy dragon fruit something or other.
Yeah.
Actually, I would eat that or drink that or whatever it is.
I wondered if it was coffee at first, but I figured it was probably like a smoothie. Turns out it was a tea of some sort, and I didn't go to the Starbucks on campus. I went to a Starbucks drive-thru, and I rarely ever go to Starbucks, so I felt like I didn't really know what I was doing, even though I've been to many drive-thrus. And
I think you just go down the line. They say, what do you want to put in this? And then you tell them, like, oh, I want
but
coffee
you never
grounds.
Know.
I want whipped cream. I want banana peppers.
In your spicy dragon fruit.
No, wait, that's Subway. I'm sorry.
But you never know how loud to yell, you know?
It's a microphone. You just talk.
You just talk.
I want a coffee. Can I get a coffee?
Anyway, so they
with
didn't.
With banana peppers.
So they didn't have this drink on their menu. So I was like, oh, do you have that new spicy dragon fruit something or other? And they're like, oh, yeah, I think we still have that. And I was like, oh, still have it. So I guess it's not new. Okay. And then they said, well, yeah, it's just the dragon fruit tea, and we put some kind of spice on there. And I was like, okay, I'll take that.
They said, yeah, it's just. They're right. They're really downplaying their own menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, you know, this is all
they don't
is.
Advertise the extra spice.
Mm-hmm.
So then I ordered that, and they gave me the total, in a way that sounded like they wanted the payment now. Like, that'll be $11.88. And I was like,
that's a lot for a drink.
I also ordered one of those egg bites.
Okay.
Two of those egg bites.
Like, and Jesus, I know the joke is that Starbucks is expensive, but whoa.
So then I was like, do I pay here or? And she's like, no, you can just drive through and go to the next window. And I'm like, okay, thank you. It's like, okay. I've never been through a drive through before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had no idea what to do. Do I yell? Do I sit here? Where are my banana peppers?
But the spicy dragon fruit, it was good. It was refreshing and spicy. And the spice part was like big chunks, kind of like on the tamarind straws from Mexican smoothies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
but this was a tea, not a smoothie.
Right.
Okay.
And then there were like pieces of dragon fruit in there, the pink kind, not the white innards, the pink mm-hmm. innards that look really bloody. Innards.
You love saying innards.
I do. And
okay.
then they were also like frozen. They were crispy and crunchy little pieces of pink dragon fruit, red dragon fruit.
Was there also ice in this drink, or do you feel like those replaced the ice?
There was ice.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But the little pieces of dragon fruit also tasted kind of fried. And I don't understand. Like, if they were just frozen pieces, they'd taste like fruit, but they tasted fried.
It is just like Subway. Do you want that toasted? I guess. And then do you want it served hot or cold? Cold. So you want a toasted, hot, dragon fruit with banana peppers, iced. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what I want! Thank you so much!
Where do I put my card?
Should I just sit here? I'll just sit here till it's done! Why are you waving me up? I'm gonna sit here! Go around! Go around! There's another window up there, you can order there! Stupid. Well, congratulations for surviving your Starbucks trip. And
it was a journey.
Congratulations to our audience for surviving me screaming into their ears.
Well, that's my new yum.
Well, congratulations.
What do you got?
I don't have a new... It was there wasn't a new Yum City segment planned for today.
I stole your segment.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting it.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, oh yeah, steal that segment, girl. Well, it's now time for Words with
no!
Nerds with
How dare
Douglas
you!
Sharp. Did you know, Alice, that I'm currently trying to think?
You're not good at stealing segments.
I'm not gonna steal. What's yours is yours, and what's mine is yours too. It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Does that do anything for you?
I think it would do more for you. That's your
Don't say it's a great day with Alice either. It's a great day with Alice. It's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. Well, it is.
Oh.
Look, it's...
Well, tomorrow is National Slider Day. Are Great day with Alice!
Shut your hole! Shut your whole hole!
My whole hole?
Your whole hole! Don't even leave it partially open. Yeah. Stealing all my stuff. I don't have much in this life. Mm-hmm. National Slider Day, though, you say. That's exciting mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh. That is Alice Day. I'll give you that. Alice is a huge White Castle fan.
I am an evangelist of the White Castle.
Oh, my.
You know, like in the same way that we try to introduce hot pot to everyone.
Uh-huh.
I introduced you to hot pot, and now we introduce. And I guess the same thing with White Castle. You know, I introduced you to White Castle, and now we introduce it.
You did not introduce me to White Castle.
I think I did.
I had White Castle several times in my life.
But you'd never been to the Valentine's Day thing.
That's very true. The Love Castle. Mm-hmm. February 14th, White Castle turns into a sit-down restaurant called Love Castle. Listen to the podcast sometime, people. It's super duper. No, are we going to go get some White Castle tomorrow or what?
We could.
Okay, cool. while you're still here?
Oh, yeah.
Before you take off and leave us forever?
My mother is moving. Not here, but just
not like,
like
she said she was going to, Mrs. Shin.
Just like 15 minutes away from where she is now.
Mm-hmm. That's just silly. Why is she even moving? Just stay where you are.
I guess she's tired of her house. Oh, okay. You know the way that some people, after living in a house for 20 years, you get tired of it and you want to move.
I've never been in a house for 20 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's more for the richy rich, I
guess. Yeah, I guess.
I think she's mainly moving to a one-level house, because this current house, it's like a three-level townhouse.
She lives in a three-story house?
But it's not very wide. It's a tall house.
It's a tall house, like that grocery store you told me about. The grocery store that's tall instead of long, with the escalators and the shopping carts?
Oh, in Taiwan, like more populous cities. Yeah, they go up instead of wide. I wonder what their IKEAs are like. You know, because IKEAs have such a huge floor plan, like wide floor plan.
I thought you said foreskin for a second. So.
I bet they sell that in their cafe.
Just left. Oh, their cafe! They're
where
fried.
Else would you sell?
You're right. It's not something you're going to go to sleep on.
Your fried iced foreskin.
It's not a pillow. Yeah. Fried iced foreskin with banana peppers. I'm just stuck on banana peppers. I'm really hungry right now. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm going to get some sliders.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your mom.
Yeah, so she's moving to a one-level house, and it's like a brand-new construction. That's pretty exciting.
It's brand-new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is she going to miss stairs, though?
I think at her age, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, three stories.
God, like, the last time I was there, she was changing a light bulb on a ladder, and she was wearing socks. And I was like, ooh, you're not 30 anymore. You can't be wearing socks on a ladder.
What would you have her do, go barefoot?
I mean, I think that's safer if you're not going to have shoes.
Okay.
But we don't. She doesn't wear shoes in the house.
Oh, that's right. Your mm-hmm. family is...
Your family is...
Your family's...
You know.
You come from money.
I don't come from money.
Well, enough. Enough to not wear shoes in the house.
I feel like rich people wear shoes in the house.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's a an outliers thing.
Mm.
If you're in the kind of the working class, the middle working class, you know, you worry. But then if you're rich, you don't really worry. And then if you're poor, maybe that's all you can
you
do.
Don't really worry either. Like, this carpet's not gonna look any worse,
right?
Not after what Elroy did to it last Thanksgiving.
Banana peppers?
Pooped on it.
Oh.
But yes, banana peppers were in the... This stupid banana pepper episode. So your mom's moving.
Banana pepisode.
Stop it. Banana Pepsi. Try new banana Pepsi.
So originally, I had planned... Like, she wanted me to stay for a month in, like, July. But now it seems like it's only going to be a week or two. Mm. And originally I was going to stay for 3 weeks, but that coincided with the advanced placement reading that I do every summer in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, oh, maybe I can change my flight to leave from Dulles in Sterling, Virginia, and then fly back there because I plan to drive to Virginia. But
every time you say Dulles, I think you're someone who really hates that Texas city. Like you like you find it to be so boring. Like, oh, back to Dulles. You know? Mm-hmm. Like people who call Missouri misery. That kind of thing. Mm. Go on.
Who would call Missouri misery?
Probably people who live there. Nobody's ever happy where they live for some reason.
That's true.
Yeah. People would be in New York City. They're like, oh, can you believe this place?
Actually, no. I feel like New Yorkers tend to be very snotty about liking New York.
Hey, I live in New York. What up? Yeah. Hey, get a hoagie, some banana peppers. What up?
Yeah. But then it would have cost some money to change the flight, so I decided to just go to Virginia for a week. And that's less time than I spend there. So yeah. We'll see if I can, you know, get her all moved in, maybe see some of my friends.
Sure.
I have some friends who had a baby. I guess I should visit them or something.
Do they listen to this podcast?
No.
Gross, a baby? why would they do such a thing?
Right? And it's like, you know, there are friends that I've had for a long time, and I think we're on the same page on most things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're 40, they go and have a baby. 40? And I'm like, what?
Having a baby at 40? You'll be dead before that thing's out of diapers.
Oh, my God.
I don't know much about babies or life expectancies, but...
Jeez.
You know, get a cat. Get a dog. Get a hamster. Get a monkey if you have to.
They have birds. They're bird people.
Oh, they're the bird people. Okay. Well, I'm judging a little bit less now because the bird was cool. You showed me a video of you and the bird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, people. If you ever listen to this. But for every baby you have, you're going to have to get 4 or 5 birds.
Oh, my God. They mm-hmm. already have, like, 4 birds.
Okay. Then.
So then they get one baby.
Yes, they get one baby. But actually don't have any more babies because you're already 40.
And you don't want 8 birds. That's overkill.
That's too many birds. That's a flock. You can have birds. You can't have a flock of birds. Mm.
Then you're the people silly. Who have 2 babies and a flock of birds. Like that social life for the kid is just over.
Yeah. They're all trying to fly away for the winter.
Aw.
I know. That's what happens when you're a flock. You mm-hmm. talk, and you're like, oh, we gotta get out of here. Oh, why is that? Didn't you hear? It gets cold now. Oh, where are we supposed to go? South, I think. Oh, okay. See, this doesn't happen when there's just 1 or 2. They stay uneducated.
Kind of blacked out there.
You. Whatever, Alice.
This voice you were using was strangely lulling.
Oh, okay. That was my proud of to be a New Yorker mm-hmm. voice, mm-hmm. but also... bird that wants to get other birds to go with him to the south.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm going to be gone for like 3 weeks, but then like 2 days I'll be back here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have to break the fourth wall here and tell you we're going to have to record some stuff in advance.
What?
We don't usually do
what?
That. We don't usually
We've
do that.
We've never done that.
You may hear a storm in the background. You may be thinking, it didn't storm this morning. We can't really hide that. There's a bad storm going on right now.
Mm.
I'm just hoping we don't lose power.
Not so bad that I decided not to come.
These people are important.
Mm-hmm.
Important enough. More important than some baby.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know about Dance Like a Chicken Day tomorrow. They need to know about Miranda Cosgrove's birthday.
Sure.
That's today, Alice.
Great.
She's 31. School of Rock, iCarly.
Oh, yes!
I was going to say, you didn't sound very excited about it.
I forgot about her.
They need to know about George Lucas's 80th birthday.
Oh, fancy.
That's a big one. Mm-hmm. It's a big day for filmmakers in general, Alice.
Oh?
George Lucas is 80. Robert Zemeckis of Back to the Future fame is 72.
Wow.
Sofia Coppola? Is 53.
Mm.
Just a big day for the bigwigs of the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mark Zuckerberg is 40.
Well, fancy that.
I know. He's younger than us. And, well, younger than me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alice. I always put you at my level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about aging you, though. He's younger than me.
Sorry about aging me?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. And he's been more successful than I could ever... Like, I couldn't even dream of being as successful as Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
Like, I couldn't even fathom it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's already thinking 10 years ahead now, you know? So even if you did catch up to him somehow, he's already got other plans.
Like, you'd be like, how much money could you think you could ever have, Doug? Like, not even how much could you have. How much could you ever want, Doug? And I'd be like, God, like 500 million, like a billion.
Just a billion.
Just so much. And they're like, oh, Zuckerberg's already worth more than that. Like, what? I can't even find myself wishing for that much. I can't.
It's a big well that you need to find. A deep well. A tall well. Not like a wide well.
Well. So what we're saying is, this will be the last live episode for a while. I'm gonna miss you, Alice.
I'll miss you too.
Thank you. Yeah, in these episodes, you guys will hear not missing because we'll just record a bunch of them all at once. But in fact, you may hear some disdain.
Dis. We're dissing each other.
Shut up, Alice. You old kook. You 40-plus-year-old kook.
I am not.
Are you going to have to go up and down all those steps at your mom's place to move stuff?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's why she wants you there.
Yeah, okay. I would assume. I wonder if she's going to get, like, booties for shoes, or we're going to have to take off our shoes and slip on our shoes. She'd probably require that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so, right. Yeah.
Because you won't even wear your shoes in the house when you're moving?
She probably wouldn't.
Okay. Like, you're leaving. Does she own her current place?
Mm-hmm.
And is she selling it?
I suppose.
Okay, cool. This is all exciting stuff. Good for your mom. Mm. 15 minutes away. So is she, would this be called like a downsize, an upsize? She's moving from a 3-level place,
mm-hmm.
but you said it's not that big.
I mean, it's big enough.
Is she moving into a smaller place or a bigger place?
Comparable, I think.
Okay. So she doesn't necessarily have to get rid of anything? Or do you think she will anyway? Just like a fresh start?
She never gets rid of anything. You know what she does? She adds things to current things and makes them uglier. Like some beautiful
couches.
That's
like your friends with the baby. Our family was so beautiful with these birds. And then now. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so she has this beautiful, like, purple couch, like a lilac couch that I've always coveted.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes and covers it with some other upholstery that she handmade, you know, like some kind of fabric. And it looks so stupid.
Aww. She's listening to this right now, trying to support you. And here you are talking about her stuff.
She won't even listen to my audiobooks. She's like, I keep wanting to cancel Audible, but I don't know how. And I'm like, fine, give me your email and your login, and I'll cancel it for you.
It's expensive.
Right. And she's like, they keep charging me every month. And I'm like, I told you to cancel it.
Mrs. Shen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, she keeps everything. So I'm sure she's just going to move everything. And I don't think I have any stuff over there. But I have been missing, like, a box of all my McDonald's toys from when I was a kid. I don't know where it went. Maybe she does still have it. I don't know.
Sorry about your McDonald's toys being missing. What a heartbreaking scenario.
Right?
You'll have to find some new ones if you can't find them. Some old classic McDonald's toys?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
Because Doug and I are a new kind of people now. We are yard sailors.
Oh. The worst. Why did I sound surprised?
The worst.
The worst. Oh, my God.
Because honestly.
Yard sail away with me. Okay.
Because honestly, Alice, some of them, it's just trash, you know? Like, I don't want to go around looking at other people's trash and bargaining for them. But Doug was able to find some, like, richy-rich neighborhoods where the whole neighborhood was, like, having yard sales every other house. It was like a block party, but it for was. Suburban adults.
It was a block party. They had like suburban adults. They had lemonade things.
Shake-ups?
Lemon shake-ups, yes.
They were a different kind, though.
Lemon mashers.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy was making burgers and barbecue.
Not
at
on
his house, just in his... In
he
his,
runs a business.
In his driveway. This guy was just in his driveway making burgers.
It was a barbecue business.
This guy, he's never... He's probably like a craftsman or something. He's out here making burgers for people.
And he was selling drinks from Joe Brewski downtown, mm-hmm. but not coffee, surprisingly enough. So he had like their root beer and their strawberry lemonade. And I asked if he had any Joe Brewski coffee. And he ended up pouring me like 8 ounces or something. And I paid $6 for it. And I was just thinking, so he probably just had this in his refrigerator at home, huh? Mm-hmm.
In his defense, he was completely honest with you.
Yeah.
He said, well, I have some cold brew inside.
No, he didn't say inside. He says, I have some cold brew.
Oh, like, he did say inside.
He did?
I heard him. Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't know he meant it was his private, you know,
oh,
drink.
Oh, okay. You know? He said 8 ounces
private
for
drink.
$6, and you said, okay.
It was the bourbon brew. It was delicious.
Well, I'm glad it was worth it.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
So what I'm saying is this guy who, you know, I don't know how often he actually cooks. He made
he
terrific burgers.
There were like muffin sandwiches, like the egg and the sausage. And
English muffin sandwiches.
Oh.
Not like banana nut.
Not like banana pepper.
It wasn't a blueberry
muffin.
Banana pepper muffin. Ooh, girl.
But muffins. Muffins are great because you can rip off the top and then stuff some other stuff in there.
God, you're talking dirty. So what I'm saying is this guy, you know, I don't know what he does for a living. But I says to him, I want this burger. And he says, do you want cheese on it? I say, no. And he says, well, do you want an egg on it? I like egg on a burger sometimes. I don't know. I was like, maybe. He's like, hey, it'll be the best burger you've ever had in Evansville. I was like, well, what am I going to say no to this guy? You know, I don't know if he knows what he's doing, but he made me this burger, and it was maybe the best burger I've ever had in Evansville.
Really?
It was terrific. It was fantastic. Great job, guy, you know?
You didn't get his card? He runs a business.
He should look into doing this for a living, see if he can start something up. I don't know who he is. I know where he lives.
Up to his house.
Knock on the door, give him $6. Here you go, man. How long do you think? You gotta fire up the grill? I don't want it on the stove, man. You made it on the grill last time. Get out here. I don't even know his name. But anyway.
I honestly don't either. I think it was Miller something. Miller's Barbecue. But anyway, this yard sale.
Oh,
we went to like two different nice neighborhoods, and you know, we were just, it was like a progressive dinner. We just like walked from house to house.
We were out for like 5.5 hours.
Yeah. It's a good thing they had food and drink. They didn't have porta potties though. Why? Why not? All block parties need porta potties.
It's not really a block party.
Cause I mean, one weekend we went to Newburgh to visit our friend Josh Weiland's garage sale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by that time, I was like, do you think he'll let me use his bathroom? And then you were like, sure, why not? And I'm like, well, he's trying to run a business here.
But it's not, I think you need to keep in mind these aren't actual businesses. These are people's homes. So since
I wouldn't go to someone else's home.
Exactly. Since you know his home, you know him, he's going to let you go to the bathroom. Whereas you would think other places, like if you go to Target and you're like, can I use your bathroom? They're like, yeah, it's a business. Go use the bathroom. Don't think of these people's homes as a business. It's still their home.
Oh, I see.
You can't just go to their bathroom.
Mm, mm-hmm.
There you go.
I see.
Yeah. Can I use your bathroom, Mr. Target?
I would have respected him if he said no. Yeah, so
I bet you let the little stupid dog with the red circle around his eye pee anywhere he wants.
What? Who?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Rocky.
Oh my God, Josh Weiland's dog Rocky? He could pee wherever he wants. And he does. Well, he tries to. He wears a little diaper. It's funny. when he's not in his own home. Mm. Anyway.
So you want to talk about our swag?
The stuff that we bought at the yard sales?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I made a little notes here myself.
Oh, did you? So did I.
Let me see. Yards. I'm checking my notes right now. Yard sailing. My first note says...
I called it yard sailing, too. No, actually, I called it yard sailing away.
Ah. Yard sailing.
My first... Yard sail away, sail away, sail away.
That's pretty good, isn't ya? My first note on yard sailing says... burger. So
okay, so we covered
I
that.
I think we've
part.
Covered what I needed to cover.
Oh, that's it.
No, I also mentioned, well, you go on with your swag. Mine's kind of a separate thing.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll start with an observation. Several places were giving away free things. Like they just wanted someone to take this off their hands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
this is how rich people donate. Or like people, these were kind of like 15 to 20 minutes outside of our part of town.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they just didn't want to like drive all the way to Goodwill.
Yeah, they were bigger houses, nice subdivisions, cul-de-sacs.
They came from money. They don't wear their shoes in the house.
No, they do wear their shoes
fine,
in the house.
Oh, fine.
So there was this one family who didn't have a lot in their driveway. Just some unicorn canvases, like for a little girl, and the little girl was on the driveway, and an electronic keyboard on a stand.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked up, and the mom joked, I guess I don't have too much stuff that you'd be interested in. And we were like, oh, but we do like unicorns, and I play the piano. And she said, well, you know, this keyboard is missing the cord, the adapter, but you can have it for free. Just take it off my hands. It still works. And mm-hmm. I was like, really? And it's like, I don't really need a keyboard, but it's free.
Yeah.
The call of the free is strong.
The call of the free. You could take, you can go do performances.
Yeah, yeah.
You
with
could take
my,
that, you could take that sucker to
band,
with
TMSB.
Your, yeah, with your band. Or maybe you could just haul it over to the old, the places.
Corner and I'll busk.
You could busk. No, your monthly ukulele that you do. You could throw a keyboard in there every now and then.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh my God, that's a great idea!
Thank you. You're like, I'm going to switch it up a little bit now.
What's funny is that both of the places that I play at, there are pianos in the vicinity, but they're all facing the wall, so I couldn't, you know, I couldn't interact with the neighbors.
You can't just get their help to move it around real quick?
It's a giant freaking instrument.
These septuagenarians over there.
Did you know that septuagenarians is spelled septuagenarians? It's so weird. T-U-A. Maybe it's septua. You know, septuagenarians.
Words with nerds.
Hey!
So yeah, you got a free keyboard out of that.
Yeah, and then you helped me find an adapter for it.
Mm-hmm. And it works. Works great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of those fun sound effects like Ross had on Friends, like the dog and the cat and the helicopter and the siren. And
yeah. I haven't been around for it much, but I've read most of the manual. Mm. I was making sure I found the right adapter for you, so I found the manual on the internet.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Internets.
And then it was like, oh, press this to do wacky sound effects.
What?
Oh, okay. What does it do? And then I saw little pictures of like a cow and a cat.
Aww.
And I'm like, okay, because I couldn't hear a manual.
You gotta sing louder.
George! That was deep cut. That's Emmanuel Lewis, who played Webster in Webster. And he always say, George! Ma'am! George! He would call his foster father or whatever, adoptive father, George, but he would not call the mother... Ma, or by her name, Catherine, I think. He would call her ma'am. This is very interesting stuff.
Uh-huh.
Whatever, Alice. What else did you get for free?
I got a bonsai tree.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a tree yet.
Right? Right. Yeah, it was a kit. You know, okay. Like those kits that they sell at Barnes & Noble. A hobby kit. But it looked really old. Like it came with soil and one of those like porcelain dishes and some seeds. And, you know, I just eyed it for a moment and the seller was like, you're the only person who has shown any interest in this thing. So why don't you just take it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'll grow a bonsai tree. I read the instructions and it's gonna take like years.
It's a tree, Alice.
I thought it was a miniature tree. I thought it would grow faster. But I did learn this.
Okay.
That a bonsai tree is not a miniature tree. Bonsai is the art of stunting a tree's growth.
Oh.
So it is a regular sized tree if you grow it in like a koi pond. Get as big as the pond is.
So you just have a tree. And it's up to you if you make it small or not.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah. Okay. So, what's with Asians and wanting to, you know, bind things, you know, like their feet and their trees and...
Wow, good
Happy
Lord.
Happy API Heritage
yeah,
Month.
Yeah, wow. I think the tree is less of a problem. Like, nobody's like, we gotta stop this. They're making trees too small. I think it's a lot, it's the land and the amount of people and the land of space. And I got to keep things small, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the feet. I'm talking about the trees.
Yeah. So, I always thought bonsai was a kind of tree or a miniature tree. But it's actually the practice of making a miniature tree.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the directions were like, plant this and put it in a plastic bag to make like a greenhouse kind of filter.
Okay. I was going to ask if you could start it inside.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Super cool.
I think they would recommend doing it outside, but I don't even know.
Yeah.
So I just have a plastic bucket that used to hold some toffee from Costco. And it was sitting on my kitchen counter for months because I was like, this is such a good bucket. I don't know what to do with it.
That's a bonsai bucket.
A bonsai bucket.
I think we always knew.
So now it has a purpose, but it's going to be like years before I can tell if this tree is still good.
Oh, really?
You know, what if it was so old that it just...
You won't even be able to tell for a while?
It seems so.
Like nothing will happen at all?
I think something might happen within 3 weeks, like a little seedling or a sapling.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Do you have to like keep watering it or something?
No.
During that time? It just sits there.
Yeah, it just sits there. But the thing is, I don't know if I watered it enough to begin with.
Okay.
Because the soil was so old. It was like astronaut ice cream. That kind of crispy, crunchy texture.
Mm. Did it taste the same, or?
I didn't taste it.
Amateur. I got some free kids' books.
Oh, yeah.
I work at a therapy office, and I wanted to get some cheap kids' books for the office there. For the kids when they're sitting around, so they don't bug me.
So they don't try to drink the coffee.
That's true, that too. Man, don't let your kids drink coffee. Anyway, it's bad for them. It's bad for them. Do some looking up stuff. Research is another word. I was buying kids' books, and at this one place, I was like, hey, how much are these kids' books? And they're like, just take them. It's cool. So I just took them. It was cool. And then I have another note here on the yard sailing. It says barbecue sandwich.
What?
So at the same guy he really ought to think about this because the burger was good. The barbecue sandwich was really good too. Like he had a way. He only made a couple things, but he did a great job. I'd like to go back sometime.
I think I ordered poorly because I always say no cheese.
Yeah, you're stupid. The disdain. The disdain.
The disdain.
You got an English muffin with egg and sausage.
And like in my mind, I don't like cheese on sandwiches. But in my mouth, I love it.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes I want a burger with cheese. Sometimes I want it without. An egg and sausage muffin is always with cheese.
Oh.
You gotta have it. You gotta have
it. As the glue that holds it together.
It's the glue that binds.
I thought it tasted fine. I just knew that I had fucked up.
Wow. Sorry, Mitchell.
But you know,
Miller, whatever.
The other thing I fucked up on was there was a cool tea set, and they were kind of tallish cups that looked like Turkish coffee cups.
Yeah.
And they were really beautiful, and it was like, never been used, $25, OBO. We're learning the yard sale slang.
Yeah, Alice is out here making offers. I can't do it. I can't be the guy that says, will you take a quarter for this? Because if they say...
I mean, not from a $25 thing.
Well, I can't, fine. I can't be the guy that says, like you said, would you take 20 for this? I can't be that person, because if they say no, I feel like it's very uncomfortable between us at that point.
Well, you just leave. You're not coming back for a burger.
Would you just buy it? I would. Would you just buy it anyway? Would you say, okay, then?
Right, yeah. And then like, you're a pushover.
Well, or like you're going to buy it anyway. It's not like you couldn't afford it. So, Or, you know, if you walk away, do they feel weird? Everyone feels weird if it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
And I did tell you, I did give you the tip, though.
Yeah.
To have your 20 out of your wallet so that, like, if they said yes and you go to pay, you're not, like, opening your wallet full of bills.
I could afford so much more.
Right. I wear my shoes in the house.
I don't.
This is a character.
You're just messing it all up.
You're messing it all
up. You don't even have a good comeback. You just lengthened what I said.
You don't even have a good comeback.
You're just lengthening.
You're the one who lengthened.
Anyway,
yeah.
So yeah, beautiful blue and gold glass tea set, and
really
I gave
nice.
Them 20. Yeah, from 25, I thought that was fine. And then I got home
20% markdown.
The next day, I had to, like, put it in the kitchen. I walked into the kitchen and I saw something quite disturbing.
Sorry about that. I'll try to get dressed before I make eggs next time.
With cheese.
What'd you see, Alice?
There was a price sticker on the box, wherever they got it from before, mm-hmm. and it was like a discount goods store, and the set was only $14.99.
Boom. They made a profit on you.
What a yard sale newbie mistake.
In your defense, before you purchased it, I did check like eBay and stuff,
uh-huh.
and the cheapest I was seeing was like 30.
Oh,
so I thought you did pretty well. I think they did amazing, and you still did great.
I'm surprised they didn't take that sticker off.
Yeah, they like to be honest, you know.
If anybody notices this sticker, you know, we'll take 15 for it or less even.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, inflation. Who knows how old that sticker was? That could have been from the 70s or something. It wasn't from the 70s. Did I mention the burger I had?
No. Tell me.
Well done, Alice. That was really good. Did you have any other products, any other merchandise you wanted to mention?
I did find a lot of vintage-y things.
Alice said vintage for 4 hours straight. Oh, this is vintage. Oh, this is so vintage. This looks pretty vintage. What size coffee do you want, ma'am? Do you have vintage?
I mean venti.
Oh, that's... Sorry, I've been saying it all morning. I just keep seeing vintage things.
Yeah.
Add banana peppers, please.
There's some fashion things, like a straw purse. And I already have a straw purse, but
God.
One could never have enough vintage straw purses.
How many purses do you think you have?
Oh.
You don't have to tell me if it's embarrassing. I won't tell you how many I have. You don't tell me how many you have.
Yeah, so I bought this vintage purse. Was it like $5 maybe?
And, if that.
And I found other goodies inside of it somehow. There was like a little tiny change purse. And in it was a small, round, little compact, like the size of a quarter. And it was like a vintage lip stain.
Oh.
Yeah. Like back when cosmetics were tested on animals.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to put it on yourself? That's like been on other people's lips, right?
You use your finger to apply it, but sure, you know, you might lick your lips before you put it on, and yeah.
Sure, or you double dip?
No, I'm not going to use it.
Ah.
I mean, I might put it in my, like, antiques collection.
She has an antiques collection.
I don't.
A vintage collection with her vintage McDonald's Happy Meal toys that she can't find. So
vintage. I saw some of those for sale, like a little Daisy Duck figurine.
Oh.
Yeah. I used to have so many of those.
You might still.
Who's going to go to a yard sale and pick up these little trash pieces for 25 cents?
Oh, the McDonald's Happy Meal toys? Yeah. Oh, people will buy those. People are really into nostalgia and vintage.
You know what else was in that little coin purse?
$5?
There were what I thought were foreign money, a couple coins.
Sure.
But then I looked closer and they were not metal, it seemed, but they were like really thin. And
banana
they,
peppers.
They had a kind of metal-y sound, but...
What?
Anyways, I looked them up and they had words on them and it was Red Goose Shoes, apparently some kind of vintage shoe company.
Vintage.
And they would give tokens for people to collect, you know, as they traveled the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Red Goose Shoes, I think based in St. Louis, you know, so you can get these tokens wherever you buy these shoes. And I'm not quite sure what the tokens were for, but just nostalgia.
Just gratitude.
I guess. I think they were made of tin. So that explains why they were so thin, but still had kind of a metallic sound. Vintage.
Gosh dang it, Alice. So I got a few things. I got a couple shirts, so those kids' books. I got the Game of Life. I just got some, you know, it really sounds like a yard sale trip for me, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Like, that's the kind of things you get. You got a keyboard and, like, you got some big things. You got a big tray, a big lap tray for eating stuff on and whatnot.
I got a bonsai tree.
You got a tree? You got a, that big cabinet?
Oh, yeah.
You got, like, a bathroom cabinet or something?
It's a backless cabinet with, like, little heart carvings.
It's really fantastic. I love it. Yeah. It's $5.
Beautiful.
Would
you want to use it?
Yeah, we could use it together sometime. I'll open one door, you open the other. So I was thinking, like, we were there at 7 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the yard sales happened.
I can't believe we got up that early.
I want to do it again. It's great. We are these kinds of people now. You said it earlier in this episode. I can't wait. Next time I want to wear sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
You want the...
wide-brimmed hat.
The wide-brimmed
preferably
hat.
Preferably.
You'd look good in a wide-brimmed
vintage
hat.
Vintage.
Gosh dang it, Alice. So I was saying before, because it's so early, if I ever had a yard sale, I'd want to do it like 12 to 6 so that like people could rest a little bit, they could sleep in, or if you're yard sale people, you could get to mine. It doesn't start till 12 and you didn't miss out on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get to some of these at 10 or 11. They've been picked through.
Right?
You can come to mine at 12 o'clock, and it's just fresh as daisies. Daisy duck.
I hate both of those expressions, picked through
and
fresh as a daisy.
Oh, I don't really like picked through, but I've never used fresh as a daisy, and I kind of liked saying it.
Mm.
It was kind of fun. Words with nerds.
Hey!
Sorry. So I thought, yeah, why not like 12 to 6 or like 2 to dark or something like that, right?
Mm.
And then we did it. Then we were out there from 7 a.m. on, and it was so hot, and the sun was so powerful. And I was like, this would not be good from like 12 to 3, 12 to 4, like the hottest hours.
But if you were holding the yard sale, you can sit on the porch.
I wouldn't want people to do it, though. I'd look at them and just, they're sweating bullets. Do you like that one?
No.
Okay. Oh, that means you're nervous. That's not.
You can provide parasols.
I'll sell them to them. Vintage.
Yeah! Like, you know, the kids, they sell lemonade stand, and you could sell a parasol.
Oh, my God. I bought some lemonade from some dude.
From a grown-ass man.
From a grown man. He had his own lemonade stand. For 50 cents, I bought the tiniest cup of lemonade. Maybe 6 ounces. And it was warm.
There's got to be a way to chill that lemonade guy. Like, it was... Yeah. It wasn't like he...
Put some frozen dragon fruit in there.
Yeah, it's not like he was a kid making lemonade for the first time. He had one of those giant carafes with the spigot.
Yeah, spigot. He needs to take some tips from from Mr. Miller or whatever his name was.
Yeah, I think that's
the Burger
right.
Man. The Burger Man. God, that guy.
Like, serve it from your own refrigerator.
Yeah, learn something. Seriously. We have lemonade. You want some? Yeah, I'll take a glass. Okay, it's inside. I'll go pour it. I wouldn't even mind that. That's fine. I know it's coming straight from the cold. That's fine with me, mm-hmm. Alice. So that's what we do now.
Do you think this changes who we are as people?
It makes us get up earlier, and I kind of like that. I love getting up early for a reason.
Oh.
I don't like getting up early. I don't like when I'm forced to get up. Like, mm-hmm. when there's noise outside or whatever, I don't like that at all. But mm-hmm. if I have a reason, oh my God, I love getting up early.
Jeez.
So I enjoyed that, yeah.
Maybe you should try flying.
What? What? That's like saying...
Like booking a plane ticket, you know? So you could get up at 4 a.m. to get on a 6 a.m. flight.
That's like saying, oh, I really like chocolate cake. Oh, you should be an architect.
Like, that's these not things, like that at all.
I really like getting up early to go yard sailing. I like getting up early to go yard sailing. Oh, you should fly.
You get up early to go to a destination.
Shut up, Alice. Disdain. Vintage just means old.
What?
What are you, Krusty Clown? There's a "the" in there, Doug.
Krusty Clown.